From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump said he will make an announcement later today on whether the United States will withdraw from a global Paris climate agreement. Media reports suggesting he will withdraw from the accord on voluntary carbon emissions reductions. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said outside from the president's decision, the U.S. states are already making strides in reducing carbon emissions.
Never mind the federal government. If you look at what American states continue to do, irrespective of the decisions at the federal government level, American states are showing a very considerable leadership in bringing down CO2 emissions, as indeed is the U.K. We've had a huge success in bringing down CO2. I think when I was mayor of London, my memory is we brought down CO2 emissions in London by about 14%.
President Trump has questioned the science of man's impact on the climate and insists withdrawal will save American jobs. The U.S. had pledged to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by up to 28% below 2005 levels by the year 2025. The Philippines military acknowledged Thursday that 11 soldiers were killed and several others wounded in a friendly fire incident during the assault to retake the city of Marawi from Islamist militants in Mindanao Island. These soldiers were hit by airstrikes meant to target Islamic State fighters during an 8-day operation. The Islamic State has begun blocking off streets around the Grand al-Nuri Mosque in western Mosul as it prepares for a final fight against the Iraqi military. Iraqi forces backed by a U.S.-led coalition have removed Islamic jihadists from all but 12 square kilometers of Mosul. This is VOA News.